It's fantastic.
Happy October 31st.
The last day of October.
What are you dressing up as today?
I have already dressed up one time today.
Okay.
We did a workout class at the gym, and it was 80s day. So we dressed up as the 80s.
Wonderful.
Not really. The 80s is not super, I don't know. Everybody else who was younger than being in the 80s thinks 80s and 90s is very cool. But if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, it's not really that cool.
Sure.
What would you wear if you dressed up in the 80s?
Man, I guess what was big in the 80s? The vibrant tracksuits?
Yes.
Yeah, probably one of those.
Yes, the really weird looking like Saved by the Bell.
Sure, those, maybe some Adidas, no laces, Run DMC style.
That's coming back.
Yeah.
That's back.
I would try to pull that off. I couldn't, but the effort would be there.
I'm now imagining you in the tracksuit with the shoes, and I'm not going to lie. Have you seen Minions?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the bad guy in Minions 1 who wears the tracksuit?
Yes.
Sorry, that's where my mind went.
I can pull that off.
A very tall
dress
version.
Up as him.
You should.
The bowl cut with the glasses.
That would be hilarious.
I could do it.
Be a very tall version, but it'd be awesome. Are you dressing up? Are y'all doing Halloween?
I hope not.
Whatever the wife tells you to
yeah.
do.
Yeah, well, we're there. I'll figure it out. I got some articles of clothing I can throw together.
We have a...
I might do a reverse Halloween. We're on a brand new construction street. We got a few families with small kids. I might actually take candy to those homes so I don't have to have the doorbell rung and my dog go ballistic.
Is that weird for a middle-aged dude to walk up to your house and give your kids candy?
Not if I take my dog and my wife.
If you take a doodle, you're fine.
Yep.
A doodle, I'll get you anywhere.
That's a free pass, absolutely.
That is sad and true at the same time.
It's a life hack.
The teenagers in my house, the girls are dressing, well, one of them is dressing up as vacation dads with her friend. Which is funny to me that that's now a costume. Like the Hawaiian shirt, the cutoff shorts.
So many dads right now are like, don't appropriate my culture.
Right, they're very offended by it. It's funny. It was a big deal. We had to find the right things for this costume. It's actually hilarious, though.
Well.
So what's up? What's going on with the real estate world lately?
Still need some houses to sell if we can find them. North Carolina market, what are you seeing?
There's still not enough houses.
That's right.
There seems to be not a surplus, but the larger market, the houses that are like 700, 800, 1,000 above, they're staying on the market longer. But still, if you're in 300s and lower, stuff's going like hotcakes.
Well, define longer, because I want to remind everyone to keep it relative that 2020 to middle of 23.
Longer than last year.
There you go.
Because that's what everybody keeps comparing the real estate market to was last year, last
yes.
3 years. And I understand the history of real estate.
Yeah.
A house stays on the market much longer.
35 days or so.
Yeah.
Plus or minus if you use the national average historically.
Yeah, and so that's, we get a lot of buyers who are like, let's offer them $15,000 less because it's been on the market for 22 days.
Oh, that's adorable.
And they keep, like, they're like, they're going to take it. They're
that
desperate.
House is no good.
Yeah, it's not worth that much anymore. It's been sitting for 22 days.
Mm-hmm. So the number of homes sold from September 23 to the year before actually dropped 20.7%.
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the reason, one of the huge reasons for that is the interest rate.
Right.
I mean, interest rate's affecting everybody.
I don't know. Well, except your cash buyers, but.
Yes, if you have cash money. Actually, I have quite a few folks who they have learned to buy down the interest rate,
mm-hmm.
use some of their down payment to get their interest down 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
All types of creative mortgage options are still out there if you have the right people talking you through that stuff.
Get the right lender and the right agent representing you. You can get things done.
Have you seen any creative outlets lately of getting that interest rate down or getting...
Well, I just closed on one last Thursday, and I got the buyers, a college buddy of mine and his wife, first-time home buyers. I got him the full 3% that's allowed for seller closing costs for the house that they were buying. It's $8,850. They didn't have to bring the closing table.
Did they get any of the down payment assistance stuff, too?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't know the down payment assistance, that there is, that's a second mortgage on your house.
Mm-hmm.
So Some people don't get that. They're like, they're just gonna give me free money.
No, it's a grant. Yeah. And it's, if you're talking North Carolina housing assistance, I believe it's 10 years?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're staying put at that house for 8 years. Now, if you decide to move out, you pay back the rest. But a lot of people, yeah, they think it's free, and it's not.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's free. Like, we want to get that free money. No.
Yeah, if you're planning on being there for 8 years.
There are other, like, I do have clients right now who are working on that program where they can get up to $50,000, but you have to meet income requirements. You have to buy an income area, low-income areas, and you have to take an eight-hour class to get that. So you have to jump through tons of hoops to get that money, and you still have the same rules to live in that, to use those grants. And so they're out there, and if you're patient and you have time and you really need it, you can look for it. But, I mean, if you've got a budget for $700,000, you're not really going to be looking at getting the $50,000 grant.
Terms and conditions apply, guys.
So with the 3%, full 3% in seller concessions, concessions. I like the word concessions.
Concession.
It makes it feel like there's a party happening whenever there's concessions.
Yep. So I was able to work with the lender and kind of strategize their offer. And we just started out asking for the full 3%. I was able to negotiate that and get it accepted. And what an awesome feeling to hear your client just... That's money they don't have to come up with to the closing table. And to hear them be so appreciative and, oh my gosh, we don't have to come up with $8,000. We can put that towards painting the walls after we close, ripping out the carpet, putting in ones that we want.
Or you could have put it toward their closing cost.
That too.
Because people don't understand.
They
you still
put
have to.
It where, I mean.
Yeah, you have to pay closing costs on top of your down payment.
Right.
People, a lot of people don't understand that. Like when they say what cash to bring at closing, that's your down payment for your loan and all the fees it costs to, you know, get a loan.
It was $8,800 for them to apply where they saw fit, and I kind of guided them to have another conversation with the lender as to what would be the best use for that money with their situation. And a lot of people think that as the agent in the transaction that we see the entire financial information, all your bank accounts, everything that you've purchased the last 3 years, not the case. Really what a real estate agent wants to see is the pre-approval, which the lender that they're working with would have gotten that information. So
the lender gets all of the financial statements, financial information. We don't get any of that.
Two years tax returns, the last two pay stubs, I believe. And some more information that they want to get from you. But
all it goes even further, because if you go to underwriting and you randomly got $10,000 in your account from anything, they want a letter or documentation of where that came from.
A letter of explanation explaining who it's from, what it was for.
I had a client who was like, if I get the proof of this house, I'll have $10,000 by next weekend. Like, you do realize you have to tell the lender how you got that. Like, well, I got a friend who can write a letter. I was like, you just can't make friends write letters. And please don't tell me what illegal activity you're doing to get this money.
Right. But yeah, so it's just, there are ways to be creative to get your, if you're working with buyers, to get deals done, to get the buyers more money, get them off the sidelines and back in the game. Another thing is, a lot of buyers, the competition is not there that was there two and a half years ago, where it was a feeding frenzy and everyone just make up a number and put that down on your offer. The blessing, the silver lining to the higher interest rates is that if you do absolutely have to purchase right now, there's less competition. So you actually might be getting a better deal.
Yeah. We had that happen with our last closing, that they got the down payment assistance, and you know, you knew this was going to be their forever home, so they got their down payment assistance, but then they also got the seller concessions, and so they brought $0 to the closing table.
Wow.
I mean, they had nothing to bring in. It was kind of amazing. Yeah. But then we had to explain, like, why you have a second mortgage, because there's that grant that's going to be tagged on. But if you're buying your forever home, or you know you're going to be there.
You know you're going to be there for the majority of the time, 5-6 years of the eight or the full eight, and to me, I'd go ahead and do it.
But, or if you're buying in a hot spot. Like we just read an article that said, what if you buy in these states, you'll be rich in 5 years. Well, North Carolina was one of them. So if you're going, if you're getting equity in the home every year, by the time 2-3 years is up, that $8,000 you got probably doubled or tripled by that point, so it's not going to be that big of a deal if you need to move.
That's the goal.
And so some people don't realize that the feeding frenzy that happened 2 years ago is because the interest rates were 2%. So that puts, it's like basically we had Black Friday specials in housing.
For an entire year and a half, 2 years.
And so it's what it was. The market was Black Friday, basically.
And you've had, so then you had this slingshot of pulling all this, instead of having like a conveyor belt line of, got people experiencing life, and this is your natural flow of when people are buying houses, and you can expect, okay, we can kind of guess this is how many people are going to buy houses this year. We had this rush and influx of people being catapulted into the market, and that's the inventory issue we've got right now, which isn't going to get fixed overnight. It's going to be around for a few years, of my opinion. You just don't come up with that many houses overnight.
Well, I think that some markets are getting different, because some markets are getting a ton of new homes being built, new constructions, and so there may have an influx of those type of homes, but that's not all the homes that are needed, and they're not all getting at the same time. Like, we have tons of new builds all around us, but there's still not, we don't have a surplus of houses anywhere. And so even though there's tons of new, like, people all the time are like, oh my God, there's thousands of new houses coming down the street for me, yet that still doesn't mean we have a surplus. And so that's not, people don't get that, that's not changing anytime soon. Now, some markets may be different. If you're in a, there are counties even around us that have more homes in the market than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But those are different counties that don't have the influx that we do. Making hand gestures in a podcast does no good.
No good in this. Yeah.
Your facial expressions and your hand gestures.
Well, I'm just also trying to get these numbers right from the articles I'm getting this information on, too. And it just goes back to the whole, you know, home prices in North Carolina were up 3.9% year over year. So the people that also, too, this, they're so rate-focused and rate-driven. You don't have as much buyer competition. So go out there and find the house you want. Because when's the last time someone renegotiated the purchase price of their home?
When is the last time someone renegotiated?
Never. They're always, it's the interest rate. You go and refinance the interest rate later, if and when it gets better. You can't go back 2 years later and be like, oh, well, now can I get $20,000 back on the purchase price? No, it's not going to happen.
And a lot of lenders are trying to meet people in where they are with the issues. Like, they'll give you a free refinancing, you know, in a year or two or whatever.
Well, that I'm a little skeptical on myself, too, because free is like you're paying for it
somewhere.
So are you paying for it up front? Yeah, so read the lender's
fine print
and just ask the loan officer, and if they're truthful and honest, and they're going to explain it to you where it's coming on. But if you buy with us now, you can refinance for free within the next 5 years. You're paying for it somewhere, I promise you guys. Just tell them.
You said that earlier. Terms and conditions may apply.
Yeah, terms and conditions apply, guys. That's what we're walking away with today.
Well, so a lot of people are scared because they see the interest rates and they think, oh no, this means we're crashing. Why does interest rates not affect crash?
Why is it not
affect crash? Why is it not? That's what I'm saying. Like, people think that it's connected.
Tell me we're crashing.
No, what I'm saying, that's what the people are like, oh my God, this means we're gonna crash because the interest rates are so high.
Yeah, I've been having buyers tell me we're in a bubble for 3 years now, and guess what? Home prices are $75,000 more
than they were. So the bubble's just expanding.
It's not. I don't know if it's expanding is a word, but to hope and wish. I think it's just a lot of people listening to the mainstream media news and hearing bubble, and that's just like what they're at the water cooler with. Oh, Ted, when's about heard bubble was going to crash yesterday at 5 on Entertainment Tonight or whatever.
It is. Like, it is such a fear-driven media of, like,
you attack your brain with the fear gland in your brain, and you're just, that's what you're talking about at the water cooler.
But that's why I was trying to say how it doesn't affect it. Like the supply and demand affects it, not necessarily the interest rates are affecting it. It makes a difference of how many people are buying, but it doesn't change or create a crash. The interest rates aren't doing that.
No, the interest rates aren't.
That's what, that was my point.
Yeah.
I was trying to get you to elaborate on.
I'm there.
Thanks for your elaboration on the subject. We got 4 minutes
left. I think we're
left.
Saying the same thing. We're just coming at it from different angles.
Well, I was trying to dumb it down to people, like how, because people don't understand. I mean, maybe my people don't understand. Maybe your people are so smart over there with your doodles.
Not the case.
They all understand exactly what it looks like and what mortgage interest rates. And it's like toilet paper. Toilet paper is not going to get cheaper next year. Nor our houses. Like, inflation's not going to just suddenly go like, no, everything's... It's not gas prices. Houses are not gas prices. They're not going to fluctuate every other...
Every day, no, you're not gonna...
But I don't think people see that. They think, oh, there's going to be some type of something that's going to happen to make all this inflation go away.
I don't know what that is,
but, I don't either.
Oh, yeah. When they... I need to start asking them. Say, well, will you tell me what that's going to be?
That's a good question.
Just watch them just blank stare right back at you and see, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think people want to have hope that things are going to, like groceries are going to get cheaper.
I hope they do too, but until the meantime, they are what they are, and I got to make a smart, educated decision in today's market.
For groceries?
For groceries. For anything. It's economics. Absolutely. For cars, economic batteries, houses, lawn service, if you're...
They don't teach economics in school anymore.
They don't teach much in school anymore, from what I'm hearing.
Does that mean when you have kids, you're going to homeschool?
I might have to, absolutely.
That would be interesting to see you homeschool.
We would get way more done, I feel like.
If you homeschooled?
Absolutely.
Oh, this kid, just a mini you running around, just quoting random things.
We're there.
Quoting movie
I'm up for the challenge.
You're going to quote Definitely movie quotes. Arises. Movie quotes and random articles all day long.
If they're pertinent to the discussion of the day or whatever we're teaching.
Okay, so if we're wrapping this thing up, if we're landing the plane, what is the takeaway from today about interest rates and the market and how everything's happening right now?
Talk to experienced professionals in the industry. Ask them questions. Get perspective on the market, because, like I said, yes, 8% is more than the 6.5 and the 3.5 and even the rare twos that were out there. But you're also not competing with as many buyers. Therefore, you can ask for things. Homes are sitting on the market longer. You can go to a seller. Hey, it's been 54 days. I like your house, but will you scratch my back and give me some concessions? Seller concessions weren't around. It was not a thing. It was comical if you even asked for it. Your offer's not getting accepted. Now, silver lining, as a buyer, if you need some help with down payment or closing cost, let's go ask the seller to get it.
So if they're not in our market to a point where they're not going to come ask us to be their realtor, what is a question or something they can ask? Because we're telling them, go get you somebody who's experienced, who knows what to do. What's a question they can ask a lender or a realtor to know that they got somebody good? I like making you think.
Mm-hmm.
I like putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Why is this a good time to still buy?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why is this a good time for me to get approved?
Or whatever your concern is, if it's interest rates, how can that person help you get over that? If you're nervous about your interest rate, what programs do they know? How can they help you get to your goal and get over your fear?
I will say, too, if it's all positive, I just don't trust those people. I feel like they're used car. If it's all, oh, don't worry about that. Oh, this. Like, get the full story.
Don't do an umbrella statement of, like,
no,
it's all going to be fine.
It's all going to be fine. Just buy the house. But
if you have a plan of how it's going to be fine.
And situation drives, maybe, like you said, hot spots, too. Maybe they're looking in a broad area, greater Charlotte region, which covers a few counties.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in this neighborhood, in this county, absolutely, you should buy this house. It is going to be all good because this is where there's a lot of development and planning. And then maybe over here, hey, it's okay to encourage the buyer, don't buy there. I'm seeing trends and this is where homes are sitting a lot longer, or people are maybe there's, I don't know, 17% more homes for sale over here because people are moving out.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That's for today. I'm going to play them out. Have a great Halloween, because today's Halloween here. So...